Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, July 18th. Oh, I just remembered we're on Facebook Live. I totally forgot about it for a minute.
Oh.
So if you guys want to watch us, we have a gorgeous guest in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're giving you a visual today. You can just go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook, and you can enjoy the show. As we always promise to entertain, if we bore you, then we fail. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
I have so much to do.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Uh-huh. And I realized that the Maxim party is on Saturday. I still don't have a dress.
Oh, no. What's going to happen?
I don't know. I've written like...
Sounds like the end of the world. The sky is falling.
It is.
Yeah,
literally.
Right?
Uh-huh. It is. It's like a big party.
Yeah.
I have nothing to wear.
Well, you'll find something, I'm sure. It's a pretty... pretty important thing for you to go to, no?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I just don't want to look like last year I went and I wore the most basic dress on the planet and I didn't realize people wear like ball gowns. So I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. So you're going to buy a dress for one just one time and then take it back or
I'm trying to get a dress for free. I just wrote like 20 companies.
Oh, okay.
Who can send me a dress overnight?
Exactly.
Please send it tomorrow.
Hey, people, 340,000 followers,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually 344, but it's fine.
Well, I don't know. I just guessed because the last time I saw was 335,000.
Yeah.
And I'm going, wow, you know. And it's funny how you don't think it's a lot that everybody that hears it goes, what?
Yeah, I know.
You know, so it's all relative, right?
I'll be happy at 500K. And then when I get to 500K, I'll be happy at a mil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll get there. It's growing, right?
Yeah, slowly. Very slowly.
Really?
I feel like I've been at 344 forever.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like a distraction from life, you know? It really is.
Or it kind of is life.
Yeah. Depends. You made it your life.
Mm-hmm.
Are you eating like
I'm sorry. I have to apologize. I'm starving.
So?
I'm sorry. Can you really hear me chewing?
Of course.
But that's because you have headphones
Sounds
on.
Sounds terrible. No.
Do you think that people can hear me on the radio?
Of course.
We need someone to call
I
and
can
what if it's a piece of cheese? Can you hear that?
When you talk, it sounds like you're eating.
Fine, I'll starve till after the show.
So why didn't you eat in the car before you got here?
I literally just stopped and grabbed this at CVS.
Oh,
on my
did
way
you
here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I haven't gone food shopping because... My friend was like, hey, when I land, let's go like get food for the 5 days I'm here. So I'm like, I'm not going to shop before she gets here.
Yeah, that's true. So you're waiting till tomorrow?
Yeah. So I pick her up at the airport at 10. Then we'll go to Ralph's, probably get like In-N-Out.
Uh-huh.
And then chill. I told her I'm not going out tomorrow night. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. So yeah, so I have no food in my house right now.
Will she be going to the party with you?
Yeah, she's my plus one. That's the only reason she came out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So you definitely have to go.
Yeah.
Does she have a dress yet?
No.
She
does. She's hoping that one of the companies that writes me back will send two. So I've been writing, hey, can you send me two? Because I'm not sure which one I want to wear.
And what if it's not the right size for her?
You wear the same size.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. Fortunately.
Fortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
She might be a little thicker, but
yeah,
close enough.
It'll fit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything about dresses.
Yeah.
Never tried one on before. You know,
I found a dress
might
last
be a
night
good idea
that I want to wear, and it's like $900. I don't know if they'll send it to me, but
wow,
$900.
That's a lot of money.
I would never spend that much
on
a dress.
What is it, made of gold or something?
No, no, not at all. It's really cute, though.
So in a minute, we're going to turn to our guest. I wanted to just ask you, did you hear about the America's Got Talent stunt that went bad?
No.
A man and his wife were doing like acrobatics and stuff, and he blindfolded himself and tried to catch her, and she slipped through his hands and fell on the ground, and everybody's watching this. But the thing is, there was a mat, not a mattress, what is it, like those big you know, she it was padded. It
yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
like
it's
on
like
the floor.
It's like a gymnast pad.
Whatever they call it. Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah.
But so at any rate, so she managed to get up and be okay. But you should have seen the video. I mean, the whole studio is just quiet.
Yeah, and you know she probably you know? Is like, I am not sleeping with you for a year after this.
But they went on to the next round. I mean, they were pretty good, actually. So, and then apparently... the woman's mother and the two-year-old boy was there, saw his mother fall. Can you imagine
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's got to be scary.
I know, but maybe he doesn't understand what's going on.
Oh, because he's two.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was important enough for them to mention it, you know?
Yeah.
But
for dramatics, though, like if you're writing an article, you have to add that in. And the two-year-old son was there, too.
Yeah, you know, and perfect story, right? Yeah. A tearjerker. Okay. Well, we're going to bring in our guest right now. We're joined by Shelley Lashley. Welcome to the show, Shelley.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're welcome. Of course.
And you're known as Ms. Los Angeles?
Yes. So I am competing in a pageant, the United States of America Miss Los Angeles or Miss California pageant, in about 9 days in Las Vegas, and I don't even really have a bathing suit right now, guys.
So you're struggling in the clothing department too.
Yes, someone please help me.
And I just wanted to introduce, if everybody's watching, we also have Jeannie here. Who's behind the scenes?
Absolutely.
I'm assuming mom.
What did you say?
I'm assuming mom.
No.
Oh, no.
Not far, no. Agent, media.
Gotcha.
Everything. Everything. Gotcha. They call me Oprah in training, so I'm on my way.
Okay, there we
bad.
Go.
Not
yeah.
bad.
Really? So you're creating a new star
here.
I'm not
that old
So, Jeannie, you're creating a new star here?
Yeah, that's what I do. I've been doing that. Like I said, radio and television is my baby. I'm like the Ryan Seacrest on the East Coast.
Right.
Here in L.A., my production company and firm Ready, Set, Impact. So I'm between music, film, and television production. I've also always been a brand builder and architect. So you come to me and you ready to take over, I'm your girl.
Okay. And how do they find you if they want to come to you?
I mean, every other way, at the Jeannie Show, all social media, Ready, Set, Impact, or at Ready, Set, Impact, and JeannieJones.com. And that's like
that's
I dream
cool.
of Jeannie.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got that vibe.
N-I-E. Yeah.
Okay. And so this is your firm?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And how long have you had it for?
About 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So the entire time I was doing radio, I've always done artists or talent, actors, authors, anybody, again, that had a brand and wanted to expand and take over.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, Shelley, you got yourself, you hit the jackpot. You got the best of the best, right?
Wow. Yes, I'm blessed. You know what? It's crazy. I hit up my friend Kevin from high school. I'm like, yo, buy me a brand manager. You're an actor.
Uh-huh.
And then he just like gave her my number and she's blowing me up. I'm like, I'm at work in the hospital. I'll get back to you on my day.
Leaving the patient on the table, right?
Yeah, but.
So by day, you're a nurse?
Yes. So I'm a travel nurse, originally from Philadelphia. And I also do the IV doctor, so the home IV infusion. And I work at Dr. Katz in Beverly Hills in the OR.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So she likes sticking needles in people.
Yeah. Oh, I love poking people.
I can't.
Oh, hey.
I can barely watch the doctor shows without feeling nauseous.
Really?
Yeah, like it's too much.
Well,
but God bless you.
I got you.
Did they get the graphic on that show? Really?
Oh, yeah. Every doctor show, it's like every Tuesday. It's like watching a horror film. I'm like, no,
that's
I can't.
True, right?
I can't do it. Yeah.
I know, man.
I love it.
But you got to remind yourself it's not real. You
yeah.
know?
What's that new one that just came out that's super good? And I just binge watched it and I can't even remember the name.
I don't know.
What about doctors? Or
yeah.
Something?
It's like the number one show on ABC, too. And I can't remember the name. Mm. Oh, my God.
Okay.
We
go on.
Figure this out.
Yeah. Well, anyways, on that show, they show like how even nurses can work like up to like. Just be completely overworked. Is that kind of, can that happen sometimes?
Totally.
But don't you feel like that puts people at risk maybe? Because what if you're like super tired and make the wrong mistake, which happens on the show. That's why I mentioned it.
Oh.
It's The Good Doctor, by the way.
No, not that one.
No?
Nope. Nope, type in another.
That's what they said.
No, the Good Doctor, my sister's obsessed with that.
I just put ABC New Doctor
Show. Maybe it's
show.
Not ABC. Try Fox.
Fox,
just say New Doctor Show.
Okay, New Doctor Show.
I would say that the reason why I did come to California as a nurse is because they have laws for nurses.
Oh.
So the nurse-patient ratio is important.
Gotcha.
Whereas on the East Coast is not like that.
Right.
I had up to 5 patients on a step-down unit, whereas here the max is 3. And that's the law.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't even know there was a patient max. Did you find it yet, Sam?
Yeah, the resident.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I heard of
it. Oh, my God, so good. And the main actor is so hot.
You know what's crazy? Like, I can't watch nursing or doctor shows as a nurse because I'm like, doctors don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Nurses do.
Really?
I feel like nurses run the hospital, right?
We do. And then these shows make it seem like the doctor is putting in
the resident IV actually makes it seem like the nurse runs the...
Oh, really?
That's why I said on the show, like, people would work 40 hours and be like on 20 Red Bulls and make mistakes, like giving the wrong doses. So I'm like, does that happen?
That does happen.
Okay, that's great to know.
But that's why I don't go to the doctor. But we have lots of, like, checks and balances in place, and out here we have a charge nurse, we have a relief nurse, we have everyone jumping in and trying to help you.
Right.
No offense to the East Coast, but it's not as...
That's where I'm from too. I'm from Boston.
Really? Mm-hmm. I love it.
I've been here for a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Philly in the house.
Okay. Yeah, you know. I'm in Methuen, but it's just easier to say Boston because no one knows what Methuen is, like, at all.
No.
Yeah. Well, this is cool. So what's travel nurse, though? You mentioned
she goes to houses, right?
So all the above.
Right.
You could travel to different states, different countries. So my first assignment was in Connecticut. So I traveled up to Massachusetts at one point.
But why would they... send you from here to another place where they could just get a nurse over there?
Right.
So it's insane. The shortage of nurses in America.
Well, there's a shortage of nurses.
Yeah, that's why
that's why some of them overwork.
That's why it's overworked. Even on Monday, I was asked to stay an extra 4 hours. I'm like, no, I got to get my hair done.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I could only be a nurse for 12
another
hours.
4 hours.
12 hours is long, though.
It is.
That's like how long it is to be on set, like when you work production.
Yeah.
And after that 12 hours, you're like dead.
Right. You have to
focus. Hey, can you work another 5 hours on top of the 12, but you have to actually give a shit?
They're crazy.
Yeah, totally.
So tell me something. It's 12 hours every day, like 5 or 6 days a week?
Just 3 days a week. Lots of nurses work 4, some work 5.
At
12 hours.
Mm-hmm. At 12
hours.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
That's a lot of work.
Like, how do you have a life, like a dating life?
You don't.
Oh, my God.
Someone asked if I was single yesterday. I'm like, what does that mean? I don't know. I'm married to my bed.
Oh, my God. How old are you? You're young.
I am young. Let's guess.
23.
Okay.
No? Not 23?
No.
How old?
31.
Okay, so black don't crack.
Wow, you're 31 years old.
Yes.
Wow.
Can I just say 23?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 30, and I get...
You a baby.
That's why I said,
we twins.
Black don't crack.
No.
You know what? Literally, I heard? It's a blessing.
You know what I heard the other day? Asians don't raisin.
What? Yeah, but you know what? They stay really, really young for mad long, and then all of a sudden they look like 150.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. That was so racist. I take that back. That was very racist.
Yeah, you need to know
what? You know what? The person who said that did say those words, like at a certain point.
Yeah. Like, but I mean, a lot of Asians, they look very young, and they're like 90.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, some people age better. What can I say?
Mm-hmm. You look good,
too. It just happens. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm 31 also. Sometimes I think I look 31, but people tell me no, and the mirror tells me no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm kidding. I'm actually grateful I got this far in my life. You know, many people don't get that far.
Yeah,
I love it.
You know,
people.
And I'm finally getting comfortable with the idea that I'm pushing 60 almost.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah.
I'm 58. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's, but at any rate, the hell with that. We're talking about Shelley Lashley. She's here. So are you an LA resident then?
I've been here. Yeah. I've been here for almost 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Do you love it? Hate it?
I love it.
Yeah.
Everyone's cool. Mm. The weather's nice. I'm over the snow. That's why I left Connecticut and hiked up here. I'm like, I told my agency, get me to LA.
Right.
Get me in the sun. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's cool. So so you won a pageant, obviously, right, to be Miss LA.
So this is a preliminary title for Miss California.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay. Yes. But that means you won LA, right?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty big,
so
right?
It's preliminary. So when you make it past this, then you compete in the Miss California.
Yes, which is
in
9 days
a lot of steps.
In Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Convention Center. So
That's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
We're a city of 4 million people, and you're the one that's chosen.
Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty cool, Jeannie,
right?
That's
a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeannie is like smiling proud.
I could never, ever do a pageant. I have way too big of a potty mouth.
You'll be perfect.
No.
You're real. You keep it 100, girl.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
but
next but year.
You got like the smile. Like,
yeah, you're like wholesome and everything.
Yeah,
like that's just me.
You're like an angel. No, girl, not for me.
No, so that's
I
why
I love watching them, though.
Yeah. Everybody's got their strong suit. You know, you're good for pageants. She's good for
reality
shows.
I would like to be a judge. Yeah.
You'll be awesome at that, too.
I've already done 12, girl.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, if you say that I'm good, then I might as well be Miss California then.
Yeah, well, you're going to be Miss California.
That's right.
Wait, so you already were?
I'm Miss Los Angeles.
Miss Los Angeles, so now you're doing the whole state. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. There's a lot of pageants,
steps,
huh?
Right? It just keeps going. And then after this, in February, be like...
Miss Universe or something?
USA.
Or Miss USA. And then it's Miss Universe, right?
I don't know.
So
but I haven't even thought that far.
So it's a lot of work, a lot of steps. But then once you win, you realize, wow, I accomplished a lot.
Right. And there's a lot of perks to winning, right? Like, you get like a lot of sponsorships. You get to do a lot of charity
that's
work.
Coming. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's the point, I think, right?
Yeah.
To be a winner.
Yeah.
So you can brand yourself and market yourself.
Mm-hmm. And get stuff.
Right. Exactly.
Speaking of charity work, I did a humanitarian trip to the Mexican border. In 2 days, we got supplies. My teammates at the hospital brought supplies. My teammates at I took a class, brought supplies, and we went to Mexico.
Yeah.
And we filmed it, and we're going to turn it into a documentary.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's, and the Crown actually is going to enhance that, and we're gonna go back because of that. We're doing a speaking event at a Latina fundraiser because they heard of what happened, and it's only gonna get bigger.
Right.
I just want to like take over the world and help everyone.
Yeah,
that's how we started.
Yeah, exactly. Take over the world.
Well, that's what you have to say as a pageant winner. You know, we want to make the world a better place.
World peace.
Yeah,
oh my God, that reminds me of Miss Congeniality. She's like, and world peace.
Yeah, well, that's the
I love that
that's
movie.
The cliche,
oh my
you
gosh.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
So, so how did the process go for you? First of all, well, before you moved to LA, what were you doing back there? Were you a nurse also in Philly?
Yes. So while I was in nursing school, I actually played in the Laundry Football League.
Oh my God! Yes, it's really popular. Actually,
yes.
Yeah.
So I was one of the original football girls in Philly.
Really?
And towards the end, I was like, guys, I need to focus on nursing school. I can't break a bone. I can't get hurt. So
right.
I kind of was the team player in the background. But and then once I became a nurse, trained and got my experience, and I left after 2 years.
Wow!
Travel.
Wow!
Yeah.
But
amazing.
I see you're still wearing the Eagles jersey in the pictures. So
oh, I love
your heart
the
is
Eagles.
Still there.
Yes, the Super Bowl. Hello.
Yeah.
What do you?
I
mean?
Talked to someone on the Eagles. Remember that?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh. Hider.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't like that.
Ooh. No, he like we talked for like 6 months, and then when he finally got to LA, he like wouldn't see me.
Oh.
So I was like, "What's up?" Come
That's
to find out,
are.
He has. He has a main check.
Had no appointments.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Other sponsors.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, goodbye.
Bye. Felipe.
He's very good looking. But
well, yeah, but that's not everything, right?
No, I never even met him, so I don't
Once
even know.
Once you
if
get
I'm
over
like
the looks, you're stuck with the personality
right.
and the person, you know.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta make sure you don't only go for the looks, you know.
Yeah,
it's very important.
I did like his personality though. Like,
yeah,
we talked for 6 months. Just via text and phone.
Right.
Yeah, but obviously his values are not quite great if he, you know, if he blows you off once he comes into town.
Well, he finally admitted to me.
Okay. Wow.
At least he manned up and admitted it.
Kept it 100 mm-hmm. after the fact.
So I can appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, I find you very beautiful and I do want to meet you, but I do have somebody. Okay, well, you could have told me that 6 months ago.
Right, right. Right. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, he led you on. You know, that's not a very nice person.
Right. No one I go for is a nice person. Enough about me.
We're going to fix that.
I know.
You're welcome to the Shelly show.
Yeah. You have a dating show?
No, but we're going to start one.
Now. Yeah, you should start.
Eventually, you have to,
but
right?
You need to find someone for yourself, girl.
Right? Mm.
So, yeah, dating in LA is awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's like, what's dating?
What
right?
is that?
Yeah, she's
when's the last time you went
working.
On a date?
Oh, that's a great question.
Like a good date. Not like one where you like, never again when you left. Or that too. When was the last bad date and when was the last good date?
Wow, I have to really search my brain.
Oh my God, so that was some time ago.
Yeah, it was a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to Catch.
With a guy or girls?
With girls and a guy.
That doesn't count, girl. So disappointed in that answer.
I'm sorry.
As soon as she said Catch, thing. I was like, it was a group.
Yeah, it was a group.
Because if a guy's going to take you to Catch, you shouldn't be dating him.
Oh.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I feel like it's just like, that's like a restaurant you go to like in a group setting. Like not a date. Like I don't. I mean, maybe. It's expensive.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to go there on a first date, I don't think. Maybe like a fifth or sixth after we know each other. It's just for fun.
Okay. Yeah. Look at you with the dating tips. I want
to
be.
Don't easy. Listen to me, though. I haven't been on a date since 2016, so I'm useless. It's just like what? Observation.
Yeah, okay. She goes out every night, so go figure.
You yeah, know? Like with girls, though.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna go
true.
Out with guys.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you do. With
when's the last
Tehran
time you went
and stuff?
Oh, yeah, but that's not a date.
No.
That's like going out with my brother.
Ooh. Who is this?
He's a comedian.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But he's like a close friend. But
okay.
No, you said you go out with girls. We didn't talk about picking up guys. I just said that. You said you don't go out with guys.
Oh, you mean like in a group setting?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
Okay.
But I haven't been on a date in so long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, we need dates.
Yeah, yeah.
Should be easy for you. Just go like walk in a room and smile.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll see.
No? And you work at the hospital. There's no one cute that comes in with like a broken leg or...
Lots of people are married. You'll be surprised.
I know, girl.
Lots
they're
of the
all
good
married.
Ones.
Yeah.
Are, yeah.
I know.
Wow.
There's a lot of ratchets running around.
I know. I feel like everyone single is like not good pickings.
Right.
And everyone who's like a good choice has a girlfriend or something or married.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. What does Ms. Los Angeles mean? Does that mean you're single but not married? Is that how it is?
Oh,
because they have Mrs. and they have Miss. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this is for the category over 30.
Oh, that's
yes.
what it, that's all it means.
So yeah, MISS is like the 21 and
right,
yeah, and then there's
right.
a teen.
Oh, there's
category.
There's so many categories.
Yes.
I thought there was
right.
only one.
No, there's Mrs. You
which
know,
makes
for
sense.
Married
right.
women.
Age group. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Wow, that's cool.
It's
so,
a chance to be a queen.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. So, let me ask you this. How did the idea come about for you to go into a pageant?
This is very, it's interesting because I was checking my emails and I came across one saying a pageant, United States of America Miss Pageant. I'm like, who's writing me? Okay. And then it said, you've been nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Can someone tell me
right.
who nominated me for this?
Right.
And
did you ever find out?
No.
Really?
Yeah, it was just so random.
Maybe like a friend who was like, has been rooting for you forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
but is
you.
That the real, I mean, do you, maybe they were just, maybe that was the way the advertisement went,
perhaps.
Right?
Well, I got my
yeah,
attention.
Like you were referred to us and yet they found you on a mailing
right.
list.
Right,
right.
Okay.
But it worked out for you. So
yeah.
What happened?
I applied and here I am today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How long ago was that?
In March.
Oh, this
but I didn't
year.
Even know I got it. I didn't know anything. It just like
so all that is very recent.
It's recent, and
wow,
now we're like,
quick.
Yeah, we're making it happen real quick.
Yeah.
Well.
So after the pageants, what's the next goal? Like, what else do you want to do?
So my brand is Beauty United,
mm-hmm.
powerfully uniting inner beauty, outer beauty, and a beautiful mind.
Right.
So what we want to do is just. I want to do mission trips, humanitarian trips in America, overseas,
mm-hmm.
Just give back That's right. My goal, to be full-time humanitarian.
Yeah.
And so with the Miss California crown, yeah, look what we're doing with Miss Los Angeles crown.
Right.
I'm ready to take over. Right. Yes.
Yeah, and you'll meet your husband on a trip.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I feel like that's the reason. Like, God's like, Shelly, focus on yourself. Be a queen for a while.
He's
going to
be like in
one.
Spain with an accent. That's long
I
hair.
You. Okay, you're coming with me. And we're getting our husband.
Legit. Yeah. That's how I think I'm going to meet mine, like on a trip that I'm never taking because I'm scared of flying.
Oh, my gosh. No. We're going to break you out of that.
No. Yes. Sam's scared too.
I am getting there. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's funny,
so you
right?
You guys just do train but, and buses?
Well, cars mainly. But I fly when I have to.
Same. Like if I have to go, I went to Boston for the Christmas holiday, but the whole time I was like, I need drugs. Yeah. Freaking out.
No, I mean, it's been, I mean, ever since I was a kid, I was fascinated with flight, you know? But the thing is, and I told it a million times, I'm too tired to tell it again, but let's just say that I had something traumatic flying my own plane, and I got into a spin while I was by myself, and I had to get out of it, and I was sure I was dead, you know.
Right.
So I think that kind of left a mark, and it's coming up now when you hear about, like, turbulence and all kinds of shit like that. You know, I mean, I'm feeling turbulence. I'm starting to, you know, shake real hard, you know.
Yeah, with wings and stuff popping off these days.
Right, you know, and you're in a tin can in the middle of the, you know, 30,000 feet. You know, it makes you crazy. I can't get out if I want to, you know.
No. But just think about it this way. If you die, you die quick.
But we don't know that. We just talked about this the other day.
It could take 3 minutes until you get there.
Yeah. But in Final Destination, when that plane went down in the movie, it was like a dramatic, long, stretched out death.
Right,
I was like, I'm not.
But even though if it's still that, I mean, and we said this, I mean, but you die, so who cares, right? It's not like you have to live with that thought and that fear for the rest of your life, you know?
Right.
You die and that's it. Okay, so you were scared for a couple
we're
minutes.
We're all going to die one day.
Yeah,
exactly.
No.
We all have to go somehow,
so why
right?
Be afraid.
That's true, right?
Okay, fly a plane.
I was thinking about going to like a hypnosis about it.
No.
Yeah, because they can like hypnotize me to be like the next mass serial killer. Like you just really never know.
As soon as you hear like a turbulence, you're like, shh, shh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, that's what my cousin went to quit smoking.
Yeah.
Did it work?
It didn't work for her, so
yeah.
I don't really have faith.
Yeah, it works for some people, maybe. I don't know.
I think it's mental.
Yeah.
It is.
No, it is. I mean, they work on your brain.
Everything is. Absolutely. Yep, everything is mental.
I even think taking Tylenol is mental. Like, does that shit even really work?
Yeah, exactly. No, like, just let's not even get into the pill factor.
Right, yeah.
This country is pushing everybody.
Yeah, and that's why I used to, because I was telling him I'm a super hypochondriac. That's why, like, I already made an appointment for, like, my boob, because I'm like, I just need to know. But 1 year, I went to the doctors 37 times. And every single time I went, he would subscribe me the Z-Pack.
Oh, yeah, to get you hooked.
I wouldn't even check my throat, my ears, nothing. He's just like, I'll write you a Z-Pack.
Get that kickback.
Yeah.
Get that check.
But I'm like, Z-Pack for what? I'm here for, like, let's say, like, my vagina. Like, OBG, like, why do I need the Z-Pack, you know?
Right.
Didn't even check me. Z-Pack.
Yeah,
probably made
horrible.
So much money
you
off
know
me. That
illegal
horrible.
Drug pushes, right?
Yeah.
We can legally push drugs.
Yeah, well, you know, the days of trusting your doctor are over,
in
you know.
In the hospital,
unfortunately.
In the hospital setting, we could give you whatever you need.
That's true,
that's
right?
That's why the doctors, they could prescribe.
I literally feel like I could go to my primary care in Massachusetts and be like, hey, I think I have ADD. Can you give me Ritalin? And he would just, like, write me a script.
Yeah. Do you think also doctors sometimes come up with, like, procedures in the hospital for you that may not be necessary.
Absolutely.
Right?
500%.
So the hospitals push that, right?
Absolutely.
My mom was in the hospital several times, and they always want to do something like further, and we go, you know what? We just want to go home. She's been in the hospital enough times, right? So we go and nothing happens, you know? So I don't know.
I disagree, but I agree.
Okay, go ahead. No, but that's why I was asking you.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's not true, I'll be happy to know.
But you also can't say anything, right? Because you're like in a confidentiality
Why? What
agreement.
Do you think? No,
you
can't
say like a specific name or like so-and-so was in the hospital.
Right.
I have to keep it confidential. Right. But I believe we try to differentiate. Like you're saying I have a headache. We're going to do an MRI, CAT scan. We're going to do EEG,
that's
like
true.
Everything
Cover
to
every...
figure it out because we want to help you.
Right.
Because I
Should
believe...
we be scared about headaches? But I'm like, wait, hold on.
Some people might have high blood pressure, you know?
But see, everything she thinks she has and that she's sick and stuff, no?
I know, I have such issues.
Well, yeah.
She bought me one of my college buddies. I mean, she would have like a small pimple. She's like, oh my God, it's cancer. I'm like, no, it's just put some ointment on.
Yeah, like I literally got this. I got this, but it was like longer and darker the other day. And I called my twin sister and I was like, Gabby.
You have a twin?
Mm-hmm. Wait. She's in Boston.
Is she single?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I know these twin brothers that want to marry twins.
Who? They're not Middle Eastern, are they?
No.
Okay, I was like, hold on a second.
Wait. You have a disclaimer, Daniel.
No, I dated a twin who was Middle Eastern, and I was like, I wonder if that's who she knows.
No, they both want to marry like twin sisters.
Mm.
Yes, I think I found your husband.
No, probably not, girl.
No, they're like awesome. they're such great guys.
I don't know if I could do that.
Why?
It would just be so weird to me. Like, Christmas dinner would just be so weird for me.
Mad creepy.
Yeah, like, I'm like, this is just looks like the beginning of
that
a horror film.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
No.
You have to.
No, like, I'm definitely down to be friends with them, but I don't want to marry a twin if my sister's marrying that same twin. Like, that's weird.
That's weird.
What they want.
I do want a joint wedding with her. I actually don't even want to get married. Mm. I want the ring and I want the party.
And the kids, too, she says.
But I feel like if I don't marry them, then if they ever leave me, I don't get half. And I'm like, ugh.
You need to marry him.
Right.
Oh, gosh. You have to. Your sister needs to move out here. And
I've been trying to because her kid's a star. She has a baby.
Oh, my God.
She's got a four-year-old. He cries on cue. We'll be like, laugh on cue. He'll laugh on cue. It's like a superstar.
Oh, okay. He's ready for Hollywood.
No, he is.
No, really.
You
just said everything that's required.
Yeah. We'll tell him to read lines. Like, when he reads book, he adds dramatics now. I'm like, okay.
Who is this kid?
He's so... I'll show you after the show.
Okay.
He's... You can't tell what race he is, which means, like, that's even more roles for
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. Oh,
because he looks white, but he's got, like, curly, long hair. I love
it. He's got options.
Yeah.
I love it.
It runs in the family. The whole family is talented. My dad could have been an actor if he tried.
Yeah.
My mom, not so much.
Cool. But okay. You're the only one who made the move to Hollywood.
Yeah.
From the family.
Okay, we're bringing them all out here. You're marrying these twins.
No.
I have your whole life set and planned. The kid is going to be famous. Just like, we're going to have a reality show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do a reality show for sure.
Yeah. So I was wondering, as far as entering a pageant and stuff, mm-hmm. what do they initially look for? Why did they pick you, you think, as one of the early candidates, let's say?
Right. Do you have to do like swimsuit and stuff?
We do.
They didn't nip that in the bud.
No.
Like Miss America.
Yeah.
Do you really think, you know, not having the bathing suit segment is where I know, you know, it's we're in this girl power mode 24/7, especially right now.
Right.
Yeah, but what's wrong with being in a swimsuit?
That's a good question. That's a good, and I don't know that's I just see it being a ratings killer.
Yeah.
Oh, I think no one's going to watch it anymore, unfortunately, because the bathing suit, what else did they get rid of? They got rid of two parts.
Yeah,
they got rid
of
the bathing suit, and it wasn't the...
You're right. There was another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the two ones, I was like, you shouldn't be getting rid of those. But I think it would be beneficial for Miss America if it was bathing suit, but it didn't matter if you had like a six-pack and like super toned.
That's so true.
Like, it just should be like bathing suit. Because like, look at Ashley Graham. I don't know if you follow her on Instagram.
Yeah. She's been killing the game
she's
from day one.
She's killing it, but she looks
Absolutely.
Bomb.
Right.
Yeah.
She looks good. Like, she's thick and she looks good. Like, I'm like, you look, you
Voluptuous
kill.
Kitties are killing
yes.
the game.
Yes. So if they had like the pageants, mm-hmm. but they were, the judges weren't like, ugh. You know, because we don't know what those judges are thinking.
It's about your inner confidence.
Exactly.
Like you said, anyone can rock a bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyone. So it doesn't matter what your size is.
And I think pageants have evolved because I remember when I was a kid, they'd call them like beauty competitions or something. It was solely based on looks, you know.
Right.
And then it started to change and evolve and evolve and evolve.
So this pageant that I'm in, the United States of America Miss Pageant, it's about uplifting everyone around you, inspiring women. That's why I was interested in it, because I'm like, this is different.
Yeah,
it's the first year actually of this pageant, so there hasn't been a pageant like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's the first time, you see?
Yeah.
That's quite a record for you. That's awesome.
Vegas is just so tiring. How long are you going there for?
From the 26th to the 30th.
So
four days of pageant stuff. Yeah.
Okay, but you won't be like hitting the club.
No twerking for me.
No,
I do like to twerk though.
Really?
I haven't been to Vegas since my 24th birthday.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. I got food poisoning, and I also got drugged out there.
I was getting ready to ask, are you still recovering?
Like, I'm haunted for life.
Yeah.
I want to go back, but I'm literally scarred for life. But I me and my sister, it was like one of our shows just aired. So we got booked to host at a strip club. Mm-hmm. And when we got there, the guy was like, our club is known for people being drugged. Just don't put your drink down. And I was like really young and naive at the time. So I absolutely put my drink down. Blacked out. Don't remember. I don't even remember getting home.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean, I was with a group of my girlfriends. Like, everyone flew out because it was our birthday.
Yeah.
So nothing happened to me, thank God. But
you're okay.
Yeah. Scarred for life. That place must not be open anymore.
Vegas will do that to you.
It does, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I heard the women that work there, like in the clubs, are making like more than I'll ever see in my lifetime.
Oh, no, they're making a killing.
Wow. Yeah, like 5,000 a policy. Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Weekend?
And more if you have the VIP clients, like the little club that, you know, Tiger is part of.
Yeah.
That door right there.
Yeah. Even Floyd Mayweather's. Secured. Yeah, Mayweather's strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well,
yeah, and then there's another
Sin
back
City.
Door.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Sin City, that's what it is.
I really should be flying out there and working every weekend because it's not like I do anything.
Mm.
It's like I don't think I'd get hired though. They're so particular about their looks. Like, I feel like everyone in the club is like white or Asian.
Mm. Well, I don't know.
No, it's like every club is like white or Asian, even on the pages. I'm like, men love black women and Spanish women. Why are they not in the club? And they like curves. Like, even in LA, I told Sam, it's impossible to get a job. I've been told I'm too tatted.
But maybe there's not that many black girls applying to be dancers.
Oh, come on. No, not dancers. Like VIP bottle service, bartenders.
Oh, is that what you're saying? Yeah. I thought you were talking about strip clubs and stuff.
So, first of all, Sam, I would never strip.
Right.
I don't know how to dance. And number two, my dad is like my best friend. I'm not going to be like, hey, I'm working at... I mean, I don't mind working at a strip club, but it's going to be like bottle service.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I'm not going to be on stage.
I'm totally somewhere else, you know? I mean, I went to sleep at 4 a.m., so I haven't got a lot of sleep.
Because did you finish watching Equalizer?
No, I watched some more of it, but I didn't finish it. Mm. It is pretty good, though.
Yeah.
And I saw a preview of the second one.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But so, at any rate, so what I'm curious about is how many other women were there in the first round when you first started?
That part, I don't know, because it wasn't an actual show. It was a preliminary title.
So that was like behind the scenes.
Yeah, okay. That's what it was.
It's not like at The Voice or...
No.
But this in Vegas will be a show.
This will be the big kahunas.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
That's scary.
That is scary.
So you have to like walk on stage and stuff?
Yes.
That's exciting though.
I love it.
You do?
So, you know, while I was in nursing school, I also did like New York Fashion Week and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
So when I was with my coach, Crown Diva, Kristen Bradford, she was teaching me how to do the pageant walk. I had the straight face, mean mug, and she's like, Shelly, this is a pageant. So I have to switch it up.
Yeah.
I have to smile and like,
yeah.
Hey guys, like,
that's totally. Funny.
How tall are you?
5'8".
Okay, so yes. Yeah, you definitely got the runway tall. Height.
Yes.
For sure.
And my heels are like 6 inches too.
So then you're like 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, wow, 6'3". That's why you seem so tall. Because I'm 5'8 too, but 5'8 for a man is short, right?
Yeah, it is,
And for a woman, it's like, wow, she's tall.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm 5'1". Wow.
But I guess if I put on high heels, I would be as tall as you.
Oh, you'd be awesome.
Yeah, you would, Sam.
Oh, I took a heels class the other day, and there was guys in heels dancing.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
They dance better than me.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, how? They're wearing, like, thick, long,
right.
long,
whipping
long.
Their hair, mm-hmm. twirling. Yes.
You got to have skills to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Heels class.
What is
I
that?
I can barely dance with sneakers on.
Yeah.
It's such a stress reliever.
What kind of guys do that? Like, are they gay or something?
Some are.
Yeah.
Some.
Like a straight guy would do that?
I think so.
Why?
I would not. I would say probably not in heels, though.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe cross-dressers, but they wouldn't do it in a class.
But is a cross-dresser gay?
No, not necessarily. I don't think so.
Because Caitlyn Jenner was a cross-dresser.
Yeah, but that's... Well, yeah, but that's
Caitlyn. I just said Caitlyn, but I meant Bruce before he was Caitlyn.
Right,
okay.
Right.
You're talking about hot Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back then. Okay, yeah.
Wow. But he used to always wear, like, dresses and stuff.
Right. I mean, they said, you know, he'll tell you what, often come in with the blouses and Chris's, you know, panties. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing, but...
I don't know if I'd be comfortable with my husband doing that.
Of course not. Why would you be? It's not normal, you know, to put on a woman's clothes, you know.
I wish I was a fly on a wall in those family parties. I bet they're so messed up behind when the cameras aren't running.
I know. I'm just also thinking of, like, normal people. Okay, you run into people every day, right?
Right.
You don't really think about the sex life and stuff. But think about it. Some of these people probably are, like, really friggin' kinky. And you don't know that. They seem normal,
Sam,
you know?
You're absolutely right. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've done shows and people, like, they appear like
normal,
like not even just normal, so conservative.
Right.
And the wildest swingers you could ever meet in your life. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, just think of like the Craigslist killer. He went to Harvard. He was about to be a doctor and he was like killing prostitutes off Craigslist.
Yeah. Wow.
You can't tell.
You can't tell. No one knew. He just literally got himself caught. Like, you're an idiot.
Right.
He could have been still serial killing right now if he wasn't an idiot.
Yeah. But, you know, you never know. So that's behind the scenes, everybody, because we always think, oh, yeah, it's the other guy. It's, you know, some but other people. But sometimes it's the people you know.
Yeah, but I'm saying how, like, for instance, his wife or his soon-to-be wife, like, how do you not know? I feel like I would know.
Yeah.
What?
Like, if you're dating someone, I would know.
I always find out.
If they're cross-dressing, doing something.
Cheating? Oh. No, I mean together.
Killing
people. They do it together, the couple.
No, most people don't.
What?
Most people, like, for instance, the guy from Craigslist, like, his wife had no clue.
I'm talking about other kinks and stuff. I'm just
talking swinging.
In general.
Swinging and stuff?
No, like maybe S&M and, you know, things like this.
Got skills. Some people you really don't know. And if you got a partner that's a little laid back, withdrawn, you know, it depends on who you with.
Yeah, it depends on who you with.
Look.
But sexuality is just such an interesting and complex thing that, and we don't discuss it, you know. I mean, people don't go out and come out in the open and say, hey, you know, I mean, I like to ride my husband or something, you know, or
I will say, like
a dog or something.
Yeah, but I will say now people are getting more comfortable talking about
it. We are at that point now because it's on every show and it's streaming everywhere.
Yeah, and shows are getting so inappropriate. I'm like,
everything. Everything, even the animation.
I'm like, whoa.
Who's this for?
Yeah. Well, and now Disney has like the first gay cartoon.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. See, I feel like that should, I feel like the kids station, you should like, you know what
the
I mean?
Kids
like,
are exposed to everything.
I know. And it's just like, that's a little too soon.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, if they came to one and realized that they were gay, okay. But when you start putting stuff like a Disney show out there where it's two gay characters, then you start to wonder, did the show convince my son or daughter that they're gay?
Yeah.
Or are they really gay?
Right. But then you have to ask yourself, is it something you're born with or something that, you know, is put upon you by society or something?
Right. Like,
you know,
so I have a roommate.
Like you have a choice or something.
Yeah. Like my roommate's gay, but he said that he was straight all through college and he had a girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
But
and
still,
like,
maybe he didn't want to come out and he didn't know.
I think that's what it
didn't
was.
Didn't admit it. Whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. But otherwise, you know, I
so like when you do a pageant and stuff, like you have to be really like, you have to like on your social media, you can't post anything like risque. You can't say anything out of pocket. It's like really strict, right?
No one really told me what to do or what not to do.
Right.
But they did drop a hint that the judges would be on our pages.
Right.
So I kind
of
have an idea
like,
okay, maybe I should delete that photo.
Right.
Or not get so cozy in this one.
Right.
Or approve this tag because I don't want.
I feel that. That's why I feel like I can never do a pageant because I just say the most outlandish, like out of pocket things.
Yeah, but
I'd
you know
like
what
the
I'm
most
thinking.
Controversial.
You could try another, build another account, and they don't know you have the
alter ego.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
You know, and you say, hey, this is me. You know, this is all the family pictures and helping to volunteer and
but
stuff.
But social
you know?
Media is so like anything you post, it's out there. It doesn't matter. Like, somebody else could take a screen. Screenshot. It's you're done for.
Yeah,
that's true. Once
it's done,
out there,
IG story, Snapchat,
it's
YouTube.
That's why I'm surprised that some women that or guys that send like dick pics or you know or women that that send pictures to guys and stuff. I'm like, it's unbelievable.
Right.
You know, I mean, don't you care that your stuff is out there? You
honestly,
know?
I used to back in the day not care. Like when I was like talking to someone or something, I'd be like, here's a picture of my breast.
Yeah, you know.
Now I'm like, no, I'm tatted up. Like, my tattoos no one else has. Like, I can't be doing that stuff
Right.
people will know it's me.
I think back then everyone was kind of naive about it. Like, oh, la-di-da. Now it's like everything's out.
And with the Shade Room and stuff, and you got all these celebs on there for like sex tapes. Like,
yeah.
It's just a mess.
There's really just no privacy at all.
No,
huh?
No privacy. Mean, those
there's
days
no
are
secrets,
gone.
Man.
No secrets. None at all.
That's why, like you said, you know, if someone tries to cheat on you, you'll find out right away because we leave tracks everywhere.
Yeah.
It's easiest track.
You know?
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Because, you know, even if you try to use cash for everything, so where did the cash come from? You know, the spouse is going to, you know, you can always backtrack it to the person.
Right. Yeah.
You know, no matter what you do. So you can't get away with stuff like that anymore, you know?
Nope.
But still a lot of people cheat. So what's going on?
You know what's funny is I just recently met this guy who's cool, really handsome, model, had a girlfriend who's like Instagram famous. She started on Vine and she cheated on him and then he cheated on her and yet they're still together. And I go, that must be the most miserable relationship on the face of the planet.
Yeah, they can't possibly trust each other.
Or love each other.
Or, no, a lot of times it's good when you have people that can be friends and honest and go through that and then come back together.
Yeah.
Those end up being the strongest ones sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes.
Right. Sometimes.
If you make it through. Right. Others get killed.
Yeah. Like
murder. Or penis gets cut off. One or the other.
Lorena Bobbitt.
Hello. Yes. Sorry, Sam.
No, that's okay.
Like, it's just weird to me. Like, I saw him on 4th of July and he was wicked depressed because he just found out she cheated. Oh. But mind you, at the 4th of July party, he would be like crying in a bedroom, and then I'd walk out in the living room and he'd be like making out with someone random, and now they're both on Instagram back together.
Revenge.
And I'm like, that's so weird to me. Yeah. Like, I feel like now I'm at an age where if I was like 25, if someone cheated, I might forgive them. But now I'm 30, and like I'm looking for a husband.
Right.
So like if you cheat on me, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done too.
So that's dilemma for you. Mm-hmm. You cheat once, done.
That's why we're
single. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, if we're officially together, if we're still in that stage where we don't know where we are and we haven't had the conversation, then I guess you can't really get mad about it.
I mean, we're just such different breeds with women, and I don't believe if you're in a committed relationship you should do that. But everything's so flexible.
I know.
Everything's so flexible. And I know that men will physically do something, but if you mentally have him, No woman can get in
no,
that space.
No, and it's true. No. It's so true. But he could physically treat, like a one-night stander.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just for me, I'm like, especially in a city like in Los Angeles, like I know girls that sleep with a different man like every night of the week.
No, women are like
vicious.
No.
They're worse than men.
No, nasty.
Yes. Like out of control. Like, I'm like, but girl.
Why do they do that, though? Are they that horny? I mean, what's going on?
I think it's that,
there?
And I think it might be insecurity.
Insecurity, pain.
And security.
Pain and security, the good old sponsor.
I think it's the two. Insecurity,
that's right.
Insecurity.
Get those bills
like
paid.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So they're insecure about themselves, but they also need these dudes to pay their bills.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Like, and some women just like sex. It's just, you know.
Yeah, there's that, too. Like, for instance, this weekend I went out with one of my girlfriends, and I already know like three dudes that she's sleeping with right now.
Really?
And one of them is like Armenian and takes care of her. Like anytime he sees her, it's like a new $1,000 in
that's
the bank
true.
Account.
So if she goes, she has three or four, that's $1,000 from each one.
Yeah, that's like $5,000 a month. But this weekend we went out, we went to a VIP section. There was a billionaire in our section. He was old. He was like probably like maybe like 45.
Okay.
Too old for the club. Too old for the VIP section.
Yeah.
Not ugly by any means. Really sweet guy. She slept with him. First night.
Yeah.
Security. Sash and security.
She don't worry about diseases.
That's what I'm saying. Security,
yeah, that's my horror factor.
See, I never ever hook up. Like I have sex like, and I've only slept with one person since I've been back in Los Angeles. And even at that, always use a condom. Freak out after. Like I'm a hypochondriac. Like I'm like, oh my God, I have herpes now. And I use a condom. Like, I'm done. Like, I can't. But there's girls that first night, no condom, because they're trying to get pregnant or what.
Right.
You don't even know. Have you done your facts checking yet?
Right.
He could have said he's a billionaire and he's broke.
Right.
It
could be that, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. LA is, I've never seen
loose.
Anything like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, wild.
I've never seen
Buck
anything like it.
Wild.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, we are at the end of the show. Shelley Lashley, tell people how they can find more about you, how they can support you. Tell us real quick about the Las Vegas thing, if people want to come see you.
Oh, so if you want to come to Las Vegas, it's July 29th, 6 p.m. at the L.A. Convention Center. Mm-hmm. And
what's it called again?
The United States of America Miss Pageant.
Okay.
Yes, and there's the Nevada, too. So it's double pageant at the same time.
Ah.
So double crowning.
A lot.
It is.
Yeah.
How many are you going to compete with?
I need to find that
probably
out.
Probably 50, right?
I've been focusing on myself this whole time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
No, you should probably just keep focusing on yourself. Yeah. And who cares how many people you're
competing
with?
Because then you're like going to get, you know,
flustered.
Worried. Yeah. I don't want to know.
Shouldn't she know what the competition's doing?
That's
though?
What I'm doing.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. And we're staying way ahead of the game.
Yeah.
We're staying way ahead of the game. No, absolutely.
And I wouldn't even worry about it. Like,
no,
who cares? Just
I'm
go out there and kill it.
Yeah.
Claim the crown. Countdown to the crown. That's where we are.
Well, you're very fortunate to have Jeannie, obviously. You know,
Jeannie,
I think
you.
She knows what she's doing,
she
obviously.
Does.
And Shelly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So on social media and everything, you're under what?
Shelly Lashley on Facebook.
Okay.
And at @SHELASHBU. So She Lash BU, Beauty United, Shelly Lashley.
There you go.
On Instagram?
Instagram.
You need to change that, girl. That's way too complicated.
Really?
Yeah, it just needs to be your name.
All right.
Anytime someone comes in with a complicated IG name, I like, ugh.
Yeah,
like,
I know. You lose them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she already lost me.
That's
like,
how I feel. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah. We'll be following you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's
going to
start going with the spelling and everything? That's hard.
Yeah.
But
is your name
rate,
taken?
Hell,
yeah, it is. There's a makeup artist, whoever she is.
Yeah. See, my name's taken, too. So mine's just like XXO Danielle.
All right. Okay. We can go on all night with that.
Why? What time is it?
We're totally out of time. Yeah.
Sam Day, thank you so much.
51. Thank you for coming, guys.
Thank
You're
you
amazing.
Guys. I love y'all.
And we wish you, of course, all the success.
Thank
I hope
you
win.
I'll see y'all.
Come
again.
Back. Yeah. Come back soon. Tell us how it went and everything. And if I'm in Vegas, I'm going to come check it out.
Oh, no. We have to do a party. We're going to slow walk you back.
Oh.
You know.
Yes.
To what?
To
Vegas.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Like, I'm like, wait, what?
All right. And the other voice you're hearing is Jeannie Johnson. Thank you so much for joining us.
What's your social media? Plug yourself, girl.
The Jeannie Show.
The Jeannie Show. That's where you got to go.
I need to get it.
Double N, though, right?
All
right,
everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.